It's 3 o'clock, and this is Observer Radio News. I'm Caitlin Ford with the latest headlines in today's news, sports, and entertainment. It's a beautiful 19 degrees and sunny outside our East York studios. Now here are the headlines. Toronto is ranked 85th on the list of most livable cities in Canada. The 8 remaining NHL teams start the second round of playoffs, and James Cameron is taking his work out of the studio and building a camera to put on Mars. More about that coming up later. Now to our top story. Which Canadian city is the home of such cultural wonders like the Ontario Science Centre, the ROM, the AGO, and the CN Tower? You guessed it, our own beautiful city of Toronto, which is why it's a bit of a shock that it's dropped on this year's list of best places to live in Canada. The survey by MoneySense ranked Toronto 85th, down 6 places from last year's rank of 79th. Our nation's cities were ranked according to factors like house prices and unemployment. Last night at the meeting for the Canadian Federation of University Women Leaside, the topic up for discussion focused squarely on the cleanup of the Don River. Friedel Brief, a public facilitator for the City of Toronto, discussed a new project the city had been preventing sanitary waste from entering the waterways of the Don and Humber Rivers during heavy rainfall or snowstorms. She also discussed the pollution of the Don River and its high contamination levels and how the project, the Don River Waterfront Cleanup, could restore the river to its former splendor. Tomorrow marks the day that Ontario's harmonized sales tax will start to make an impact on the province's residents. The tax will generally apply to purchases that are prepaid if the goods or services are provided before July 1st. July 1st marks the definitive start of this new 13% sales tax, rather than just the 5% federal GST that we currently pay on selected items. Purchases like domestic flights, gym and museum memberships, and theater tickets will be cheaper if bought today than after the transition rules kick in tomorrow. So, shopaholics, here's your perfect excuse. One day left to spend and save. That's all we have in the news for today. Next up is sports, and the headlines prove that professional coaches work hard all year round during the regular, post, and off seasons. NHL coaches are seeing some postseason action, with the second round of playoffs starting last night. The San Jose Sharks took their first win over the Detroit Red Wings with a close 4-3 victory on home ice. The Montreal Canadiens faced off against the Pittsburgh Penguins tonight at 7 for their semifinal opener on the road. Saturday sees a lot of action with the Boston Bruins hosting the Philadelphia Flyers at 12:30, and at 8 p.m. the Chicago Blackhawks play the Vancouver Canucks. Toronto Argonaut head coaches are getting some off-season play with mere days before the Canadian Football League draft. With the first pick, Argo's new head coach, Jim Barker, is keeping tight-lipped about his plans. He says he really doesn't know who he'll pick right up until Sunday's noon deadline. He also has the draft's 9th and 11th picks. Barker knows there's more at stake in this draft than normal. After all, you don't usually get first pick unless you put up the league's worst record. The Argos are under some pressure to convince fans that the team is on the right track after coming off of 2 subpar seasons. That's all we've got for sports. Now for an unexpected twist from Tinseltown. Director extraordinaire James Cameron is helping to build a high-resolution 3D camera on the next rover to go to Mars. Cameron is listed as a co-investigator after he lobbied NASA's administrator Charles Bolden to include the 3D camera when it looked like it might get cut because it was over budget and behind schedule. His reason? Cameron says a rover with better set of eyes will help the public connect with the mission. The rover, named Curiosity, is set for launch next year. That's our show for now. You can find more news online at torontoobserver.ca. On behalf of all of us here at Observer Radio News, I'm Caitlin Ford. Thanks for listening and have a great day.